Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Today we're sharing a reader's story about the volatile volcano. Hey there, and welcome to this episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Tony here. And today I'm sharing a reader's contribution. Now, we've labelled this guy the volatile volcano. And you've probably worked with someone like this person during the course of your career. This is a doozy. This guy is known and feared for intermittent eruptions. So let me just read this out. Every day we head into the office wishing for an eruption-free day, but often it's Groundhog Day. Our boss, the owner of the business, has no self-control over his emotions. Everyone walks on eggshells when he's in the office. Everyone's always on edge. It's making some of the office girls sick. We all dread coming to work, but very few of us take days off, as we know it just makes it worse for the rest. He just loses his shit, often. It's a rare day when he doesn't lose it, a very rare day. He's never happy. Anything and everything sets him off. It could be a call from a customer. It could be something someone says innocently. It could be a comment made in jest. It could be papers blowing off the desk. He finds new ways daily to just lose it. The best days is when he stays in his office and keeps out of the common area. One minute he's joking and happy with us. Sometimes we even like this guy. And half an hour later he's seething at something. We've just lost our best salesperson because of this wanker. He doesn't see it. He feels because he's the owner he can do this. Just keep it up, dude, and you won't have a business, this guy says. He has only ever apologized once, but never again. We're all looking for new jobs and we all have a plan soon to have a day off where everyone's off. But we're also scared that the next day would be just unbearable. He might even sack us all, but maybe that's a blessing. The biggest problem is him. So how do you make someone value others when they're a lost cause? I've been there for 5 years and it's worse now than ever. And, you know, I really do sympathize with this person because emotional intelligence is a really important part of being a leader. And when you can't control your emotions and when you just, in the words of our reader, lose their shit, it just makes it really tough and a tough place to work. And I can really visualize the fact that everyone's walking around on eggshells. So self-awareness is just one of the greatest traits a leader can have. And it's a range of skills that this leader is obviously missing. In fact, when you look at the bundle of emotional intelligence skills, he'd be missing quite a bit. So let's have a look at that. So emotional intelligence is about self-awareness, which is the ability for us to recognize our own emotions. And it's also about understanding our own strengths and our limitations. Another aspect of emotional intelligence is self-management. Self-management is the ability to use your awareness of yourself to positively direct your attitude and behavior. Social awareness is also often referred to as, you know, empathy. It's about that understanding, that deep understanding for others. And it's the ability to pick up on emotions in other people and understand what's really going on. And social skill is the final bit of the emotional intelligence pie. And it's the ability to manage relationships and influence people to move in a desired direction. So dissecting this particular reader's boss, self-awareness is missing, self-management is missing, social awareness is missing, social skill is missing. So when we look to improve, and, you know, at the end of the day, if you're a leader that does struggle with emotions, I think this is a better opportunity. I would provide some specific advice towards the end of this particular podcast today. But generally, if you're a leader that is struggling with that emotional aspect and being able to control your emotional aspect, there's a couple of really simple things that, well, they're not simple. Everything's, well, they could be simple, but they're not easy. But, you know, to improve your self-awareness, for example, it's a really about understanding you. It's about understanding your core values. It's important to know what you really stand for. And to be able to improve your own self-awareness, the opportunity to ask your peers, both in and out of work, is a great way to get some honest feedback. As long as it's honest feedback, and just be prepared that some of this might be brutal. But getting an insight into how others perceive you is invaluable. Understanding your own core values is invaluable. And combining that with that aspect of feedback and getting that how others perceive you is a real good start to improve your own self-awareness. When we look at how can we improve self-management, you need to be more intentional and more conscious of your own reactions to situations. And, you know, my mum always used to say, when I was angry, count to 10. And it's amazing how good that advice is, because, and continues to be, because if you feel that something's triggered some anger, the ability to shut your mouth and count to 10 often negates some of that initial anger and allows you to respond in a much more rational sense. But trying to be more conscious of your reactions to situations, take a moment to stop and think before you respond. And always keep your behavior and attitude where it needs to be. You know, I talk about above-the-line leadership, for example, with a lot of my leadership clients. And above-the-line leadership is all about the behaviors above the line are ownership, accountability, and responsibility. Below the line, we talk about blame, excuses, and denial. So when we're a leader and we're leading above the line, we're always taking ownership, we're always accountable, and we're always responsible. And it's a really important understanding. If we can bring that mindset into our own self-management, all of a sudden we start leading more effectively because we're operating above the line. We're not looking at blaming others or providing excuses or denying that this sort of stuff's happening. We own up to it and we start to become intentional in the way that we improve it. How do you improve social awareness? One of the biggest things that I know is that when a leader starts listening more, they start improving their own social awareness. So instead of the conversation with one of your team being a one-way flow, it becomes very much, well, I'm just going to spend some time listening. And when you spend more time listening than talking or directing, it really starts to help you in that social awareness space. But paying close attention to interactions with other people, be aware of what they say, how they say it, and what they do. And to be able to observe and listen is a real critical aspect in improving social awareness. And the final piece of the puzzle, improving that social skill, when you actively work in those other three areas, you'll find that your social skill will naturally progress. And it's very important for you to understand that. So when you start to improve your self-awareness, be more self-managed, and become very stronger and much stronger in the social awareness space, you will find that your social skill, your ability to manage relationships, will naturally improve. And that's a very worthwhile thing, because great things happen in business when you've got great relationships. So what tips can I give to help our reader when they're working with someone like that? Now, this would obviously depend on the relationship and that you have with that particular leader. And after working with them for 5 years, I would like to think that that's, if it's a lengthy relationship that hasn't progressed into a strong relationship, we're probably not going to be able to have the conversations than we need to have. But if it's a strong relationship, there's an opportunity to have an informal conversation. And showing care for the leader in the business, however, and working from that aspect, showing care for the business and the leader. But I also note in your note to us that you called him a wanker. So I can only assume that your relationship isn't fantastic. So, and I think you indicated that you won't be there for much longer and that you're looking for other jobs and whatnot. So I would suggest that the best possible thing, that if this does happen and you do move jobs, I think the opportunity there is to man up and provide the real reason for leaving and give the leader some feedback. You've been pretty loyal. 5 years, you've obviously taken a lot more than what others have. So you've really stayed true and loyal to some really poor behavioural leadership. So kudos to you. But take that courage to the next level. And if you do happen to leave that particular company, take the opportunity to provide some feedback and show him some support to help him fix it. So, and, you know, he can only take it on board or he can ignore it and continue on his path. But ultimately, that would be the advice that I would be looking for, is if you've got a strong relationship, have an informal conversation now. But if that conversation, if that relationship is reaching its natural end, provide him some feedback before you leave, but after you've made that decision. Now, if you're a leader that identifies with this and often gets emotional, be aware that 80% of your success relies on your level of emotional intelligence. It's vital to build relationships. It's vital to create influence. It's vital to create and empower team members. And it's absolutely vital to be the role model of a leader that you should be. So take the opportunity to have an EQ assessment. You know, there's emotional intelligent quotient for leadership reports out there that you can do. You can take some level of assessment. Admittedly, they're a self-assessment thing, but, you know, take some action. Do an assessment. And most of the time, the assessments that are out there will point you to some actions that you can be doing that will help you improve those aspects. But the big thing that I'd throw at you is you need to be intentional in what it is that you're going to do, otherwise nothing changes. So you need to be intentional about improving yourself and growing yourself. If you don't want to be a volatile volcano, you need to make those steps and make those choices today, and you need to listen to other people. So if there was one thing that I'd be doing right now, I'd be turning my mouth off and opening up my ears. And I'd be asking some questions potentially. And that would be the only thing that would be coming out of my mouth. Asking some questions, getting some feedback, taking it on board and seeing what I can do with it. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for that reader's contribution. I hope that others listening to this today have found some value in that. If you know a volatile volcano, please send your story through. We love getting them. So dumb leader personified, the volcano just continually erupts, no consistency. There's so much that can be improved in that particular model. I'm Tony. This is the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Until next week, thanks for tuning in. Share it with your friends, and we'll see you next time. Bye.